Hey folks, Scott Weingart here, and this is an MCrit Wii. So if you've been listening to the podcast for any length of time, you know I love the technique of awake intubation, one of the most underutilized but potentially most important ways to manage an airway that you predict to be difficult. Sure, you could RSI those guys, and you'll get away with it some of the time, and some of the time you're going to be hosed. Wouldn't it be better to just intubate them while they're still spontaneously breathing without taking away any of their airway reflexes? And that way, if you can't intubate them, you've lost nothing. Now, the technique I've classically spoken about on MCrit takes about 10 minutes from the time you've made the decision to actually inserting a bronchoscope or laryngoscope in the mouth. And it worked great, but you needed those 10 minutes. After I got to hang out with my friend George Kovach, and I got to hang out with him at Rich Levitan's Airway course, he introduced me to a new device, which I'll talk about shortly, and I've talked about on the podcast in the episode where I actually interviewed George. But it allowed me to start using a technique that I could do an awake intubation from the time I've made the decision to sticking something in the mouth in like 2 or 3 minutes. Meaning like the time it takes to pre-oxygenate the patient, I am ready to perform the awake intubation. So that's what we're going to talk about very briefly now. Now, when I didn't have the time in the past to get 10 minutes of awake intubation prep, I would just do what I call a dissociated awake. I think my friend Ruben Strayer calls this the ketamine-facilitated intubation or ketamine-sequence intubation. They're all the same thing, which is essentially you could give a patient a dissociating dose of ketamine, have a patient spontaneously breathing, and intubate them without any topicalization whatsoever. And that's what I used to do. In fact, I have a graph in the show notes for this Wii where you could see you could do a pure topical intubation, you could do a pure ketamine intubation, or you could do something in between. It all depends on the patient's level of cooperativity. Some word that sounds like that means something. Okay, but let's talk instead about what you could do in lieu of that, which is you could do a rapid sequence awake with minimal or no sedation whatsoever. And step one on this is we're not going to use glycopyrrolate because it takes a long time to kick in. We're not going to wait for that to kick in, so forget about even giving it. There's no point. Instead, just suction out the mouth of all possible spit and then pat it with some 4x4s to get it as dry as possible. Then you're going to topicalize. And the way you're going to do this is with an easy atomizer, which is a device you could buy. They're not that expensive. And they're essentially an airbrush for spraying lidocaine. And anything you put in there, you attach it to air or oxygen. Then you could spray with this beautiful, fine, atomized mist the lidocaine. You could paint the entire back of the throat. You could then angle the tip because it's a tip that allows angulation and spray all along the epiglottis and potentially if the patient's breathing right. George likes to time this through the patient's nose. I don't bother with that. But you could really get all of the airway up until the level of the cords gorgeously. And it has a 14 cc capacity. George and now I just dump in 14 cc's of 4% lidocaine. This is key. If you're trying to do this with 2%, ain't going to work. 4% is what you need. If you don't have it, talk to your pharmacy. It is available, and therefore you should have it, and they could buy it, and it's dirt cheap. But you're going to spray like 10, 12, 14 cc's of 4% lidocaine, and this is all getting sprayed in the upper airway. It's not going to the lungs with any significant amount, so you really don't have to worry about lidocaine toxicity. Then you're going to go with a Lido lollipop. Now, I still only have access to 2%. I think George has a very high-potency topical lidocaine, and I think the folks at Hennepin have a high potency lidocaine in the US. If you guys are from Hennepin and you're using this, send me an email or put it in the comments section because I'm curious to know what you're using. Because I think what I looked up you guys were using doesn't really seem to be like acceptable for use in the mouth. But if you guys are getting away with it and you've had good experience, maybe send me your experience, maybe publish your experience because then all of a sudden the pharmacies will let us do this. But I think the folks at Hennepin have very high potency topical lidocaine. I only have the 2%. I put a big glob of it on a tongue depressor. I stick it all the way in the back of the patient's throat and then turn it over so that it leaks down the back of their tongue into all those little fissures and onto the epiglottis and into the vallecula. And this is just one more additional bonus. And really, for me at least, this is really helpful for if I'm going to be using a video laryngoscope as opposed to a bronchoscope. The bronchoscope, I don't care about this topical lidocaine as much. It may help, but I don't need it as much. And then for me, if I'm going to be using a video laryngoscope, I prepare a MAGIC device. That's M-A-D-G-I-C, which is another device that atomizes, but it's actually a malleable tip device you could stick at and through the cords. If I'm using a bronch, I don't bother because I'll just put lidocaine in a syringe, 5 cc's of the 4%, 5 cc's of air, and I'll use that to atomize through the cords. So I don't need to bother with the MAGIC device. And then you can decide whether you want any sedation analgesia. I don't use any sedation for this rapid sequence awake. I do use some analgesia. And the way I do that is like 15 milligrams of ketamine, because that's an analgesic dose, maybe in some smaller patients, just bordering on the, you know, what Rubin calls the club dose. But the point is they're not going to be out of it. They're totally awake. They're totally with it. Maybe they're a little bit glommy, but what you're really getting at is some potent analgesia, and it makes the whole thing just a little bit easier. And I don't bother with any sedative doses of anything. I'll have the sedative standing by. You still need to listen to the awake intubation lecture to understand this little wee, because it has all the other tips about what to do once the tube is in, when you give them a big slug of something like ketamine or propofol. But the point is, I don't give them any sedation while I'm doing the awake with this rapid sequence. So that's essentially it. That's all I want to talk about. I mentioned this on MRAP, and I really just wanted to put it up on MCRIT as well. So I'm drying them out with suction. I'm topicalizing with the easy atomizer device and then some lidocaine lollipop, plus or minus the MAGIC if I'm using a video laryngoscope, because that way I could get through the cords. And then just a little bit of analgesia with some ketamine. I'm intubating them. If I'm using a video scope like a CMAX standard geometry, I'll be using a bougie. If I'm using a bronchoscope or an ambuscope, then you're just going to put your tube on the scope, get it through the cords, decide based on how easy it was to get there, whether you just want to railroad the tube or give them a spray of the lidocaine, then re-obtain your view and go back through in order to actually railroad the tube. For most of you, if it's a high-risk patient, then just accept the fact that the patient's going to have a misery for like 10 seconds while you put that tube through the cords without having given the big squirt of lidocaine, and then just hit him with a slug of ketamine or propofol. Because, you know, getting it once is great. You may not get it again. You may not want to come out after giving them a big hit of lido through your bronchoscope in order to get through again. Same thing with the MAGIC device. You may decide, let's just sink the bougie and then sink the tube without actually spraying with the MAGIC device. All right, folks, so that's basically it. That's just a rapid fire on a rapid sequence awake intubation, just to have it out here on the MCRIT show. Curious to hear your thoughts. Scott Weingart, MCRIT Podcast, saying bye-bye.